Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off here the third hour of Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Phones are open at 603-283-6160. We're going to continue with some police video. And normally when we have police video, it's some crazed cop shooting a 20-year-old or something like that in a McDonald's parking lot in San Antonio, which was one of the more recent things that we talked about here. By the way, wrongfully shot the 20-year-old or 17-year-old or however old he was for eating a hamburger in his car while he was just sitting in the parking lot. The cop thought he was somebody who had ran from him the previous week, so he decided to just threaten him and just wildly pull out a gun and start shooting him. That cop was surprisingly fired. I don't know what's going to happen to the cops, three of them, from Wetumpka, Alabama, who have arrested a 61-year-old and an 85-year-old for feeding cats in a local park. And we're going to talk about that coming up here with you tonight. You've got Ian,
Mark,
and nobody.
So we're going to continue with that in just a moment. But first, we've got Sarah in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, yes. I just want to say I had a very interesting trip. I was on the bus from El Paso to Albuquerque, and then we had a U.S. Border Patrol stop.
Hmm.
It threw off like half the bus. I've never had a stop like that.
When you say he threw off half the bus, what do you mean?
They were all illegals. Like two-thirds, like 20 people were illegals.
How did they know that?
Well, you know what? They announced people with that have documents, you know, pull them out and show us if you're not documented. And
Now this is an interesting question here since we're talking about the police tonight. I have heard, now again, I am not a lawyer, this is not legal advice, I've heard that if a Border Patrol agent boards a bus on which you are on within the United States, they can ask you a question, but like we're talking about with these old ladies in Wetumpka, Alabama, you're not obligated to answer their questions. So
when they told them to everybody get out, they meant it. They came in there with bulletproof vests. Now, if they were illegals and they claim that they have citizenship, they don't get off, they can get in trouble.
I think that if you tell the police, the Border Patrol, that you are not legal, you're going to get in trouble in that case. I don't know if you refuse to speak to them what they can really do about it.
Well, I don't know. This bus, they weren't messing around. They said,
well, obviously they're going to come in and look tough. They're not going to come in there with the fruity squad and look weak, right? Like they've got guns, as you say, they've got badges, and
they're not going to advise you of your rights.
Yeah, they're not afraid to use them. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is where we need to have people like activists in the South, because you don't ever hear about this happening up north. It can happen. There's no reason why it cannot happen, but it probably happens more often.
It happened on the way to Porkfest one year. There was an immigration checkpoint.
There was a checkpoint in Woodstock, New Hampshire. It was checking, I believe, people going southbound. I don't know if they were doing northbound in that particular case as well. So I don't think that people going to Porkfest were being targeted, but I could be wrong about that. When we went through, we went down south and they left us alone when they saw us hanging out the windows with video cameras. They didn't want to talk to us at all. Were you in that car, nobody, for that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a good time. I was riding shotgun.
Yeah, if you go to the Free Keen channel on Odyssey or YouTube, you could probably search for that one. Just search for Checkpoint, and I bet you that one will come up. But I don't think that they were boarding buses, or maybe they were, Mark. I don't know. What we're talking about here is they pulled this bus over. that Sarah was on. They got on board, and then they intimidated people into showing their IDs. If you're not driving that bus, you shouldn't have to show anybody an ID, any law enforcement officer that gets on. That's my understanding of it. Again, not a lawyer. You know, consult with your local immigration attorney on this one, but I wouldn't do it. And I would pull my video camera out. This is where the activists down south have been, you know, dropping the ball. Y'all need to be on some of these Greyhound buses. Get a video camera out when this crap goes down and get video of these thugs coming on there and trying this stuff. And then you try exercising your rights and see what happens. When you did it, Mark, they didn't shake your car down, right, when you were at the El Paso border checkpoint?
No, they didn't. They wanted us. They did run a dog around it. Mm-hmm. They said they were smelling for illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, what do illegal immigrants smell like?
They smell different from the other people in the car?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's people, and people smell like a thing.
Right.
So it's obviously a drug dog. But they're like, no, not a drug dog.
They would never lie to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Any other comments on the Border Patrol thing, guys? All right, so we're going back here to Alabama. We're in Wetumpka, Alabama. We're in a local park where 61-year-old Mary Alston is on.
And if you think Ian's using a southern accent in order to make fun of the people in Alabama, maybe it's just a dumb name.
Wetumpka? It's probably an Indian
How
name.
Can you say Wetumpka and not sound like you're imitating?
You could probably sound like an Indian. I think that's an Indian name.
Wetumpka.
There's like an Indian outline of a headdress or whatever on the police cruisers.
Okay.
So, anyway, here we are. It's just in the very beginning of this
video.
Are those
portraits of their first victims?
Indeed.
Yeah.
The noble savage.
Wetumpka. Police department, three officers. This woman has gotten, she hasn't even been pulled over. She was just in the park. She's trying to catch cats, which she admits wrongfully. She should not be talking to the police. That's her first mistake. But she admits she's just there to catch some cats. She wants to get them. She's got a cage. She's got some food. And she's trying to trap these feral cats so they can get them spayed. And
she cares about animals.
She does.
She wants them to live a good life and then not make more animals that would suffer.
And these cops are trying to stop her from doing this. They come in here and ask her a bunch of questions. And she notices that there's three cruisers behind her. So we continue the video here.
We always do this. It's fine.
Unbelievable.
We always do this.
We just bring in three cruisers for little old ladies feeding cats.
She's just sitting in the park. So she's getting her ID out still for the officer here. In this part of the video.
I think she had to show the ID in this circumstance because she was sitting in the driver's seat of the car, right?
Correct, yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that she wouldn't have anyway, because most people are pretty obedient, and if a cop says, show me your ID, even if you're just walking down the street, most people are going to do it. Even though, and again, in a lot of places, you're not obligated to show them any ID. Some places you have to, quote-unquote, ID. Now, again, it depends on where you live. There's different state laws in regards to this, as I understand it, so you need to do your own research on this. But just because they ask you for your ID doesn't mean you have to show them your ID in a state in which you have to, quote-unquote, ID.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes just giving them your name and birthday is sufficient to qualify as having ID'd. So she hands it over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, give me just a second, Ms. Alston.
Yeah.
Miss Alston, Mary Alston, she's 61 years old. She's just trying to catch some cats in the park. And so the video fades out and fades back into whatever, you know, the officer's checking her, running her name and that sort of thing. So now he's walking back up to her car.
Well, I hope when I'm 61, I'll still be out in the park chasing pussy.
All right, so he's going
to... I'll learn how to do this. Yes, sir.
Okay.
What did he just say?
He just said something you're not supposed to say on the radio, but it was pretty muffled there. But he said to his other officer, "Why don't you get on up here and learn how to do this? Tell her to get on out, get the F out of here, and don't come back." Is what he said to this guy. I listened to this the first time and I didn't hear any profanity. That's why I was playing it on the air. All right, so now he and his newbie rookie cop are going up to the window here.
Right here. So if you come back and we catch you out here, you go to jail for criminal trespass third.
Third?
No, ma'am.
This is public property.
City property.
Oh, whoa. Now that's an interesting distinction. She thinks
it's public property. We don't want you here no more.
Yeah, she thinks it's public property, but
she thought that came out of her tax dollars.
Yeah.
And it does.
Yeah.
I mean, the care and maintenance of it does.
Sure,
and certainly
does.
Maybe even to buy the property came out, but
you can't be there. Though.
You don't have any right to it once you give it to the government, ladies and gentlemen.
"Quote unquote, the city owns this property,
and it does."
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're just tuning in. You can join us online anytime you want.
on by heading over to freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features we have there for you. Now, if you've got kids in government school, what are you thinking? It is just getting worse. Year after year, decade after decade, the situation in government schools, it was bad when you and I were going there, Mark, in the 80s and the 90s. And it's worse now than it has ever been. You got 75% of high school students unhappy. One out of five graduates functionally illiterate. 63% are disengaged. And according to the CDC, 19% of them, almost one in five, are considering suicide. You are crazy if you're still letting your kid go to government school. But maybe you just haven't quite figured out what else you can do. Well, there's a new option, relatively new as I understand it. The Socratic Experience has been founded. It's an online academy created by globally known and highly acclaimed educator Michael Strong. And at the Socratic Experience, students learn through philosophical dialogue and are highly engaged in a social and inspiring learning environment. It nurtures your child's unique genius. It's proven the students there have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. Mark, your son, I believe, has recently started a program there. Is that
not
right?
The curriculum.
No,
he started
okay.
A class.
What's the difference?
Well, you can dip your toe in, or
okay.
You can go whole hog.
You do a little a la carte action, is
right?
What you're saying?
And okay. You can see what, and he loves it, by the way. He really enjoys the inner, because that's what it's about. It's about, you know, the kids learning together as opposed to this sort of row. I said, row. You know, it doesn't have that feel to it. This is all about things that they would want to do and discussing stuff and learning in the process.
Now, they're learning together, but they're online.
Right.
Does that work?
Yeah. It's working. Well, at any point he could have said, no, I don't want to do this.
Or backed out and said, this is terrible, right?
Yeah. So for whatever reason, he's giving of his time to do this.
And how many weeks are we into this now for Jack?
I think four.
Okay. So he's sticking with it. That's good.
Yeah, he likes it.
And is it like a one class a week kind of thing for this one class?
This is the one class. This is specifically he's in a computer programming type class. I think it's a Python class.
Cool.
And, you know, for whatever reason, he wants to be in there.
Very cool. Check out SocraticExperience.com/FTL. That'll get you 20% off your first year's tuition. Class space is limited, but go to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. Download the parent guide there. Once again, SocraticExperience.com/FTL. We've been talking about the police in Alabama.
Always remember what the great Malcolm X said. Only a fool would let his enemy educate his children.
That's a great point. And, of course, by that you mean the government, of course, is the enemy.
Exactly.
The enemy of all freedom-loving people. Let's go to the phones here before we continue with more of what happened to the old ladies in the park in Wetumpka, Alabama. We've got somebody calling from Alabama. Connie is on the line calling from, where were you at? Was it Huntsville, Connie?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Is that anywhere near Wetumpka?
No, Wetumpka's on the other end, and it is an Indian name.
Okay.
I'm in North Alabama, where the Space and Rocket Center is.
What do you think? Have you heard about these old ladies getting arrested out in Wetumpka by these cops that wanted
to... No, the first time I've heard it is while I was listening tonight.
What do you think about that? Do you think they should be arresting old ladies for trapping cats in the park and getting them taken to the spay and neuter them?
No, they just have nothing else better to do.
The cops,
well,
you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
but
right about
that's
that.
That's not why I called.
All right, Connie, why'd you call? Go ahead.
Because I am sick of Nancy Pelosi and all her crap. I'd like to know, she still is wanting Donald Trump prosecuted, you know, and all from the January Inquisition or whatever it was. Yeah, I'd like to know why we can't get her for treason when... He wanted the reserves out.
The reserves?
Yes. Not the reserves.
The National Guard out on January 6th.
Yeah,
he did. Call him.
Right. He requested that, and she didn't do it. So why can she not get charged with something like treason?
Well, I mean, generally they don't charge each other with any crimes when they're in the club. When you're in the gang, I mean, Donald Trump seems to have a special status where he's sort of in, but not really all the way in. They seem to really kind of hate him to some extent. So if he does end up getting charged, if he does end up getting charged in this investigation against him, it'll be pretty surprising. But he'll be like the only guy in the federal government at that kind of level to have ever been charged with anything.
The impeachment process was BS too.
Yeah. Why doesn't the judicial system want to prosecute Nancy Pelosi for not doing what she was told to do?
Well, the judicial system, I think you might be confused on what it was designed to do. The judicial system is designed to keep the rich and powerful in control of you and I, not to put in guilty people in jail.
She can't even keep her husband out of trouble with naked people in the house.
Yeah, one thing's for sure, Connie. This system is corrupt, and it does not matter who you elect. Nancy Pelosi is never going to be charged with anything. She's going to retire fat and happy.
I wish she would retire, but she makes me sick. I am sick of her. She thinks she's better than everybody else. She thinks she's the president of the United States.
Well, the thing is, they're all just as bad as she is, though. I mean, don't you think? Don't they all think they're in charge of you?
Not all of them. The majority of them are probably, but not all of them are bad.
Yeah, give me one that's not bad.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul, yeah. But
I guess Rand Paul isn't the worst. But usually these people, they want to tell you what to do. They're not passing anything to make the government smaller. They're not lessening the size of the government, even under Trump.
Rand Paul's trying. They're just not letting him get anywhere with it.
Well, even under Trump, when there was all Republicans in there, they didn't do a damn thing to reduce the size of the government.
That's the big lie the Republicans tell, right? Like, they want smaller government.
How does she get away? How does she get away with not doing what he told her to do?
Oh, as far as the National Guard? I don't know. It should be in every single
story.
She doesn't
report to him. She's in the legislative branch, and he's in the executive branch. So she's not required to follow his orders, although obviously he was right. They needed more backup out there that day.
What do you think about the idea of just calling it quits on the U.S. federal government, Connie, and having Alabama and other states declare independence from the United States again? Isn't it time?
No. You know why? I wanted to ask you this. What happens if, your state does become independent of the United States? What happens when Russia or somebody else tries to take over your little area?
I wouldn't be worried about it. New Hampshire's got a record number of machine guns per capita. We are well armed and prepared to defend ourselves. And the United States government in its military is going to be the thing that is most likely going to get a war started against us, not a peaceful little place sitting all by itself, minding its own business. The same reason why Russia...
You've got crazy people like Putin.
I'm not worried about Russia
with New Hampshire independence. I'm worried about Canada, because Canada has always been the U.S.'s whipping boy, and as soon as Washington, D.C. tells Toronto, hey, roll some tanks into New Hampshire so you can give it back to us, they will.
Thank you, Connie, for the call tonight. D.C. is the bigger concern than any Russian concerns.
Toronto.
More on the way.
Ottawa.
It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Today's update, Wall Street ending the week with more losses thanks to rising interest rates and rising fears of recession.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 281 points Friday, along with drops of 142 on Wednesday and 764 points Thursday. The index lost just 1.7% of its value for the week. The tech-heavy NASDAQ index took a bigger hit, dropping 2.7% over the past 5 days. I'm Rich Johnson.
There are still millions of Americans dealing with severe winter weather. Areas of the Northeast already hit hard with heavy snow could still see 2 to 4 inches just through tonight. New charges are filed in the Highland Park Chicagoland mass shooting on July the 4th. Alleged gunman Robert Cremo III's dad facing charges after turning himself in today, allegedly admitting he helped his troubled son obtain an Illinois weapons permit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Mark, and nobody joining you here tonight. You can join us online, of course, anytime you want. Head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. By the way, coming up in summertime of 2023 in June, look forward to seeing you over at ForkFest, which, of course, is going to be happening for the first time in 3 years before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is going to be the annual Fork Fest, and it is going to be June 15th through the 18th. If you haven't yet registered your campsite at Rogers Campground, you ought to do that, because I'm not going to tell you it's going to sell out, but wouldn't be a bad idea, especially if you're going to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which did sell out this year. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival also sold out the previous year. So if you're going to attend both festivals, and I recommend that you do, you should probably lock in that campsite sooner rather than later. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival happens after ForkFest this year. ForkFest will be June 15th through the 18th. There's no tickets for ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event. No one's in charge. No ticket cost. You just have to get your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. And you can learn more on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. There's some links there to some chat rooms and a forum and that sort of thing. You can connect with other ForkFest attendees there. Once again, that's forkfest.party. Let's continue here. We got Amy on the line, also in Alabama, listening to WBHP. Go ahead, Amy.
Hey, yeah, I just want to call about that lady that got bullied on internet about a medical problem.
Yeah, she called into the show last night, and she was telling us that she's been bullied. She has some sort of issue, and we kind of tried to encourage her to just, you know, pay no attention to the ugliness of the anonymous internet, and that bullies are inevitable when people are hiding behind their computer screens, and try not to let them get to you. But what did you want to say about it, Amy?
Yeah, I think it's pretty messed up.
Yeah?
That is wrong. You don't dish on people because they got a medical problem or any other kind of problem.
Yeah, I mean, I generally don't think you should be dissing on people for whatever reason. Just, you know, mind your own business and do things that are productive online.
Yes, sir.
Well, Amy,
that is just wrong, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Other bad stuff going on in the world. Don't need no more.
So words of wisdom, Amy. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, I think it's funny what nobody said about the cat.
The cat woman.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy, for the call tonight. Appreciate you listening in here. Let's talk to Joe in Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
And hi, nobody. Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Good.
What's up, Joe?
What do you call it? That lady you were talking about in Alabama. How old did you say she was?
The one that got arrested for feeding the cats?
Yeah.
Two of them were arrested. One of them was 61-year-old Mary Alston and 85-year-old Beverly Roberts.
Right. I saw that video, too.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, those cops were real jerks, shall we say.
They sure were. Anything else you want to share about it? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that... she was on public property, and all she went back to get her traps, and she was in another area. And the thing was, she has mayor there has a grudge against her.
Oh, really?
Yes. He has a grudge against her.
What's that for? How did you find that out?
I saw the video.
Well, I've seen this video, too. Is there a different video you're talking about?
No. They said it's a lady who was trapping the cats, and she was feeding them. Trapping them, getting them neutered, and finding homes for them. Well,
like any really great citizen would do, right?
What happened at the end of the video?
Well, at the end of the video, she got...
She what? You got cut out there. What?
Probation, and she didn't have that. And
oh.
She got 10 days in jail that was suspended, and she got a fine. And they're going to appeal it because she went and was her own lawyer, so that's the worst thing you can do.
Not always. And in a lot of cases, it's the smartest thing you can do because then you'll have to pay a damn attorney on top of all the other damage that the state's going to do to you. What was the fine she got assessed?
Oh, I can't remember. They just said they fined her. Mm. But when you act as your own attorney, right,
mm-hmm.
You know, you have a fool for a client.
Well, that's what the attorneys like to say.
Yeah, and
because they want your money.
Yeah, but now she has to appeal it to a higher court, and I'm sure she would rather have an attorney than...
It is hard to do appeals. I'll give you that one, Joe. The appeals process is confusing. There's more rules that are involved in it. I know that nobody, when you appealed your conviction, you definitely hired an attorney for that one.
Yeah. Yep.
It didn't work out, unfortunately, but you hired the attorney. So maybe you would have done just as well if you'd have not hired him. I mean, that's the one thing. You never get to compare realities, right? You never know how you would have done without the attorney, but you do know that you wouldn't have paid thousands of dollars. Now, I don't know if this attorney is working for her for free because of all the publicity surrounding it. I would hope so, because this is definitely one of those stories where an attorney should be taking this case for free because it's going to get all kinds of coverage in the news media, and that could be a good thing for their reputation. Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's jump into a little bit more here of this video of the police arresting these old ladies.
Yeah, and the city does not want anybody feeding the animals around here because they're becoming a nuisance.
I'm trying to help that nuisance by catching them. I mean, they should be thanking me. I've got a trap set right there trying to help catch them and get them out of here.
We have an animal control officer that's certified for that.
Oh!
Whoa! You're taking jobs from government animal control officers. What kind of certification do you need exactly to feed kitties and catch them in a habitat trap?
He'd done a 4-hour class down at the community college.
I know that, and the parents know that I try to help him catch them.
Okay. We're telling you no. Okay, the trespass stands. Just don't be around here trapping them anymore, okay? All right, you have to go.
All right, so these guys, these good old boys, they done head away, and they come back about 20 minutes later here. And he shows them pulling up again. Now, this time, there's a second car. Now, the lady that had called in, or and maybe it was Joe, one of the callers said that he thought that she'd moved along. Same exact location. She never, it didn't appear like she left. If she did leave, she came right back. But 20 minutes later, the cops are back. She's still there. And now there's another car with 85-year-old Beverly Roberts.
10-9-0-10-28.
Present on the scene.
Delta Victor, 577-01.
Ms. Alston is now outside of her car.
We told you to leave this area.
Temporary 1028 returns
to
Beverly Roberts.
We're teetering on going to jail.
Camry, gray,
color, current, 29
seconds.
Well, for trespassing, we told you to leave, and you haven't left.
The public property.
Now. I'm not trying to do that. Ma'am, do you have your driver's license?
She pays for. All right, so now they're asking the older woman for the driver's license. 85
or 60.
All right, so he takes the license back to the cruiser, and then he comes back over after he's run the 85-year-old to see if there's any warrants out for her arrest. Turns out she's already been ordered to leave this park in the past.
You want to handle her?
Now you got two others.
If you want to take her to jail, too.
You want to handle her?
Okay. Apparently, they've had an issue with you out here before with the cats.
Not here.
Not at this spot.
Feeding the cats out here, right?
Well, I feed them. We've been trying to trap them, and we get them.
All right. Once again, making the typical mistake of engaging in a conversation with a police officer. One of the reasons why you don't want to do this is because every word that comes out of your mouth, they can use against you. Yep. And they are looking for a reason to take you away in handcuffs. And that is what they end up doing to this sweet old lady who's probably somebody's grandmother.
Their Facebook page is getting, it's just a pile on.
Are you on there right now? Are you watching it? Wetumpka police have cracked down on 85-year-old Beverly Roberts and 61-year-old Mary Alston. And we'll play a little bit more here from this video before the handcuffs go on.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Lauren Germain, hanging up time for you if you're already on the line here. We're talking about these old ladies in Wetumpka, Alabama, who have been now sentenced. According to Joe, who called in a moment ago, he didn't know what the fine was. Looks like, according to AL.com, it's $50, $50 fines plus court costs, which probably, you know, a couple hundred bucks or something like that. For each charge, they were again facing trespassing charges for trapping cats on public property so they could then spay them and neuter them, which would stop them from breeding, right? The police are saying, oh, it's a problem. There's all these cats getting fed. Well, these ladies are trying to stop these cats from breeding and stop the problem from happening.
Well, they're actually making it happen with spay and neuter programs. Yeah.
Yeah. And
they're concerned citizens, and I don't see how you could call them anything else.
Right. And these cops are concerned about their quotas or whatever it is, and they want to go and they stop these old ladies from doing this. So they've confronted 61-year-old Mary Alston and 85-year-old Beverly Roberts in the park here, and this, you know, sweet old lady who's probably somebody's grandma here, Beverly, starts talking. Of course, you know, you shouldn't talk to the police. But she doesn't know that. So she's telling them all about how she's just trying to help.
And then get them homes.
Okay.
So we're trying to do the city a favor.
Okay. Well, yeah. The city has asked you multiple times.
The city?
Yes, ma'am. Not to do this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
she's rightfully confused because the city doesn't exist.
Right.
The city is just an idea. It's a legal fiction that these lunatics in uniform believe in. They believe that there's something greater than them called the city of Wetumpka,
yeah,
which is a part of the state of Alabama, which is a part of the United States federal government. All of this is a fantasy, of course, just to justify using violence against peaceful people like this old lady.
They have trespassed you. Okay, and now you're trespassing.
Okay. In my car.
Well, you're on the property. You've got cat food, okay?
Pretty, you look guilty.
It's pretty clear what your intent is, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, so because you've been trespassed and you have returned yet again, we're going to have to take you to jail, okay?
Okay.
No.
As though she said, no, that's okay. It's not okay that they would just leave him alone.
You can go too.
So I'm not allowed to talk?
No, that doesn't involve you. You've been told at least 20
45 minutes ago, you were trespassing here.
I will call a lawyer. All right.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. That's fine. You can call a lawyer as soon as you get to the jail, okay?
Go ahead and get in your car.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and get in your car.
Ma'am, go to your car before you get arrested.
All right. He's getting the handcuffs out.
No, I just wanted to say
okay,
something.
Okay, get in your car.
Go ahead and get in your car.
They don't want her there to witness what they're about to do to this 85-year-old woman. She's walking slowly to her car.
All right, Miss Roberts, I'm going to have to get you to step out, okay?
I'd be trespassing if I did.
Well, ma'am, you're already trespassing.
Shit. You all are unbelievable. This is what you're wasting city gas on.
Okay.
She's right about that part.
Yes, she is.
It's just silly.
It's ridiculous.
I would love to hear the other side of this story. I'm just
from
curious.
The police?
No, not the police. You know, somebody.
The person who called on them?
Somebody hates her for something, right?
Somebody called on this lady for feeding the cats
right.
in the park.
Agreed. And
some snitch.
I'm curious what their point of view is. I'm not going to downplay it and say they have no point, but I mean, you know, if she's catching the cats, in fact, and spaying
neutering them. They got a cage in this video.
Then it would seem like that's a good thing. Like, are cats really coming from miles and miles? They have like a little cat network? Are they ringing each other up on cat cell phones and telling each other? Like, I just don't know what's happening.
Let me go on here.
I'm not going to listen to me. Listen. Hold on. Where are you going, Sarah?
I'm
going to
give her my car key so she can get my car.
Yeah, that won't work. She's going
to
get arrested too.
Hey, it's going to get ugly if you don't stop.
This literally was said by a probably 30-year-old cop with a crew cut pointing at this 85-year-old woman saying that.
Can I please say one thing?
Okay. Now you just got another charge.
You just got another charge.
What was the charge?
I don't know. I presume some. Well, she's not resisting. What happened was when the cop was demanding she give him the keys, she just kind of like slammed him into his hand after he threatened her.
I see.
Right? She just kind of slapped him into his hand.
With,
yeah, she assaulted
a
police
set of keys.
Officer.
85-year-old assault.
That's a felony, ma'am.
Yeah.
I think they probably dropped that one. So after telling the other woman, 61-year-old, to get in her car and leave, she had gotten in her car. Now they're telling her to get out.
Can I get my car off
no,
the road?
No, ma'am. You just threw those keys at an officer. You are not.
Oh, she threw the keys at the officer.
Well, we have it on video.
Yeah, it's clear as day in the video. She puts the keys in his hands in a somewhat forceful manner for an 85-year-old woman.
Thank you.
This poor 30-year-old cop just, his poor hand.
Ma'am, my God, come on now. You're 84-year-old. You are way too old to be acting like this. Come on now. You're acting like a child.
Listen, I want my purse.
I don't think so.
I want my purse, my identification. You can't take me without my purse.
Now,
you understand? You cannot take me without my purse.
He opens the door of this police cruiser. And, I mean, nobody, you and I, we've been in the back of a few police cruisers in our time. And normally, in at least in New Hampshire, there's a little bit of leg room, right? Like, you can kind of sit there.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody?
Yeah.
Yeah. This cruiser, there's literally like a metal shield. You know how they have that barrier between the front of the cruiser where the cop is and then the back of the cruiser? This metal shield barely gives you room to put your, like, the small part of your leg, with that, your shin or whatever, that to get your shin in there. Like, you could not fit in this easily in this area. She can't get in this cruiser. I'm going to skip that part of this video. I'm just going to summarize what happens here. They take her back to another cruiser. So the first cruiser was like the SUV style. So they take her back to the sort of sedan style cruiser, whatever Ford Mustang or whatever the hell they're using these days. And they take her back to this other one because she couldn't get in on her own volition, and they didn't want to be shown on video shoving her in there. So they take her back to the other cruiser because they think it'll be easier for her to get into it. So they pop the door open on this one, and I'm thinking, all right, well, maybe this one will be a little bit better. This one's worse. She cannot get her legs. This lady isn't fat. She's a thin old lady, and she cannot get in this seat. They literally have to lay her down.
It's weird.
In this seat to get her in this car. It is incredibly ridiculous, this video, what they did to these old ladies. Let's go to the phones here. We got Rudy on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Rudy.
Hi, guys. Excuse me. This is for the lady, Connie. I think she's from Alabama, talking about she's mad at Pelosi for not sending the troops to the Capitol on January 6th.
Yes, sir.
Well, for the record, Trump never signed any order to send 10,000 or even one troop to the Capitol. The Speaker of the House has absolutely no control over any branch of the military. The D.C. National Guard can only be activated
well,
by
the Speaker of the House actually runs the Capitol Police, and she is responsible for security of the Capitol building.
Oh, okay.
Police, military is military. She's talking military, National Guard.
Well, there isn't much of a difference these days, Rudy. I don't know if you've noticed.
Technically, there is. But the D.C. National Guard can only be activated by the president, and absolutely nobody can turn him down. So, for 7 years we've been listening to Trump and his lies. So, it's like they will say, of course, it's a fact Trump said this lie, so it's a Republican fact. You know, 45 logic. It's a fact he said it, so it's real. It's obscene.
I find all of it to be obscene. I think all of everyone in the federal government is obscene.
Which one of the liars and thieves do you think isn't a liar and thief, Rudy?
I was just clarifying.
I'm not claiming that Trump's a Boy Scout, and I wouldn't. I'm just asking a question. You got a favorite liar and thief?
Oh, I'm not like you guys. I'm not a, what are you guys? Do you consider yourself anarchist?
I'm not an anarchist.
I'm a voluntarist.
I held Republican Party for three terms.
Why don't you answer the question, Rudy?
What was the question again?
Which one of the liars and thieves do you think isn't a liar and a thief?
Well, you asked the question. I'm a Democrat, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Oh, so all the Democrats.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, we got you. Thanks for the call tonight. Well, you don't have time to say anything else.
Well, so here's how it goes when you're a major party guy. You say, well, not most of my party's good, but all of their party's bad.
Right.
That's how
sure,
it goes.
Buddy.
We know the shtick, and the shtick sucks.
Out of time.
Americans have stopped falling for
tonight.
It.
We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.